Penguin Random House Audio presents Quick and Dirty by Stuart Woods. Read for you by Tony Roberts. 1. Stone Barrington departed the Carlisle Hotel on Madison Avenue at 76th Street and slipped from under the 76th Street awning into his waiting car. He had had a business lunch after departing the United Nations, where his close friend, Secretary of State Holly Barker, had given a well-received speech. A heavy rain was falling, and he could hardly see across the street.
"Can you see to drive, Fred?" he asked his factotum, Fred Flicker.
"Only just, sir," Fred replied. "I'll go slowly."
"As you wish."
Stone found his unfinished New York Times crossword on the seat next to him. It was quite dark outside, and he switched on the reading light and started to work. Traffic was slow. He saw a figure in black jogging toward Park Avenue with something in his hand. Stone couldn't tell what, and he went back to his puzzle. They had reached Park Avenue, but just as they did, the light turned red, and since there is no right turn on red in New York City, Fred waited for it to change. A dark blur appeared to his right in Stone's peripheral vision, but before he could turn to look at it, something struck the side window of the car with a heavy blow, and the vehicle shook slightly. As he turned, he saw the figure in black seeming to bounce off his car and fall into the street. He peered out the window at the figure, who was scrambling to his feet, and noted that he carried a sledgehammer. Then, from behind him, came another blow to the car,